8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Would it profit us to gain the whole world? Amen. Everything that is temporary. You know, everything that is natural in this world that is natural is only temporal anyway. Amen. Those shoes you bought for Christmas, if you bought shoes, they're going to wear out at some time. Amen. That new car, yes. The moment you drive it off the lot, Amen. Is headed to the junkyard. It may take a while to get there, hopefully, but it's temporal. It's no eternal value. And God doesn't want us to place eternal value on things. It's okay to have things, but it's not okay for things to have you. That's a simple statement, but very profound. Because this is where we have to wage war many times. Now, Jesus didn't always talk about money, but he made reference to certain things that, you know, without saying it, you know, but there are many things he says without saying it so that only those that are listening, only those that have an ear to hear will hear it. Amen. It's like when he spoke at the baptism, the Father's voice was heard. Many heard thunder. Some heard his voice. Amen. You know, it depends on where your heart is. Amen. Because God's not going to waste. He's not wasteful. Amen. See, hearing, they might hear and not perceive. They won't understand. That's why he spoke in parables. All of it made sense, even to the natural man. But the natural man didn't receive the spiritual relevance. Amen? Amen? But thank God, what's in the Word is hidden not from us, but for us. Amen. You have the Spirit of God. If you take time out and allow the Word to renew your mind, you will hear things in the Word that you've never heard before and that other people in the natural realm don't understand. But you'll hear it. You may not be able to explain it to people. Amen. You may not be able to tell everybody, but you know. In your heart. No, I know. You don't have to tell me no. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit is the most lonely person in your house. Don't forget, he's the one that's here. Amen. The Father's there and Jesus is there. And the Holy Spirit is here to do this work. Amen. You ever talk to him? Amen. It's not just the Holy Spirit. I would like somebody calling you the Brother Johns, the Brother this or the, you're my. No, it's Brother Johns, Elder Johns, Holy Spirit. He's a person. And let me tell you something. You need to get to know him more than you've ever needed to know him. You'll hear a lot of this throughout 2016. You need to know him. Amen. Not know about him.
Right.
Not know about the word. Amen. Not know about things, but you're going to need, oh, I'll bring it home. We're going to need to know him.
Amen.
To know his voice. Yes. Now, I know the word says, my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
But there's a knowing beyond just knowing. You understand what I mean? We're sheep and we know. We're going to need to know because there's going to be a lot of noise. A lot of things happening that are going to vie for attention, that are going to cause fear, panic, frustration, and all of that. So you're going to need to know his voice and know him. Amen? Now, of all the topics in the Bible, money is mentioned more than anything else. But Jesus didn't always talk about money. But the issue of money and how we relate to it is essential to kingdom living. Okay, let me say that again. The issue of money and how we as individuals relate to it is essential to kingdom living. Let me talk about a subject here briefly that Jesus called mammon. Mammon. See, mammon, a lot of people think mammon is perhaps just money, but mammon is not all about money. Mammon is more than about just money. It's about corruption. It's about what Proverbs calls avarice, corrupt practices, you know, lust, greed for things. It has to do with insatiable desire or need for wealth. Amen. How many know that's what drives people in the world? Yes. That don't know God. All of this that is temporal is what they are pursuing. Amen. And they're pursuing it with greed. They're pursuing it with lust and insatiable. In other words, a desire, a hunger that cannot be quenched. Amen. The more they get, the more they have to have. Amen. I mean, that's the way of the world. And maybe you've not been touched by it or influenced by it, but if God would pull back the veil and let you see into how the system is working and the evil. Let me use the word evilness. The wickedness. Because they wear collared shirts or, you know, because they wear ties and nice suits and can speak in terms that you aren't familiar with. Amen. And make you feel comfortable in an office setting. But yet wickedness, evil, corruption, lies. People can lie. That's why we need to hear the voice of God. Amen. I mean, I'd be able to tell the guy to his face what he's lying about. But the Holy Spirit can sure tell me he's lying. I don't know what you told me and all of that in this small writing here, but you a lie. And I ain't receiving it. I mean, a con man can only con somebody that got lust and greed or covetousness in their heart. Amen. When it's not there, those red flags go up. Yes. Okay, how good it looks, how good it sounds. We're living in a time where God is going to shake some things and separate wheat from tare, righteous from ungodly. The gulf is going to get real wide. You're going to be able to see real clear. Amen. Amen? Amen? Now, mammon isn't only about money. It's more about corruption. It's more about the insatiable desire or need, let me say lust, for wealth. It points to, number one, mammon points to selfishness. Selfishness. It points to greed, the greedy Gus. It points to lust, a lust for power, the lust for control. And it's all associated with money. Like I said, you follow the money, the trail of money is going to lead you to the true motives in most situations. Now, if you got that, our relationship to money tells a whole lot about your heart. Don't shout me down. Everybody say amen real loud.
Amen.
Your relationship to money speaks volumes about your heart. Say amen real loud again.
Amen.
Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 10. Well, let me start at verse number 6. And when you have time, read the entire chapter. But verse number 6 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Many times people equate godliness to gain. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with wealth. I mean, owning property, jet planes, nothing in itself wrong with that. It all goes back to the condition of the heart and the motives. But you can always pretty much kind of get a picture of a person's heart as to how they relate to these things, how they relate to money, especially. But Paul says here to Timothy, godliness with contentment is great gain. In other words, stop pining away, stop being troubled, stop troubling your soul about money. Say amen real loud.
Amen.
Stop troubling your soul about gain. Now we want to have holy ambition. We want to grow. We want to do better. We desire all these things. But don't allow your soul to become troubled. Amen. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you. Peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives." That peace the world gives and takes. The moment you hear some news, peace is gone. But godliness with a contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Amen.
Having food and raiment, let us be there with content. Doesn't mean that we don't have aspirations. We don't have vision. But in the midst of it, I'm not worried, troubled, anxious. I'm not become greedy. I'm not lustful over trying to get something. I've learned to be content. In other words, however the deal went, I'm still coming to church. I'm going to praise God. I'm still going to give God glory. Whatever it looks like, whether good or bad or indifferent, whatever it looks like, I'm still giving God praise because I've learned to be content. Because one way or another, God's going to work this thing out. Tell somebody, this too shall pass. God is in control. So he says, having food and raiment, let us be content. He says, but they that are rich fall into temptation and a snare. If God hasn't prepared your heart and prepared you spiritually, you get a lot of gain and suddenly you fall into temptation and a snare. Your spirit shifts. Suddenly you don't need what you needed at one time like you thought you did. Because your sense of security has shifted. What you were worried about. That's why you have to learn in whatever state you're in to be content.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.